Let's talk for a minute about what are the core underpinnings of analytical psychology. What is Jung trying to tell us? What is it all about? And I think the best way to characterize that is to say that analytical psychology, or Jungian psychology, is the psychology of transformation. Now, that may sound already like we're up in the clouds, okay? But let me tell you what I mean by transformation. Jungians have this thing about etymology, so I'm going to give you some etymology. Transformation, if you break the word down, it's from the Latin roots, trans and formare, and it simply means across, to move across shapes, okay? Formare meaning to form, trans meaning across. Okay, so what Jung is really about is movement through forms of being. Now that sounds too airy too. It means different kinds of behavior. It means having a kind of readiness for change. It means having flexibility. It means having more options. It means having what I would consider a transitional attitude. For me, what Jung is really all about in the end is an attitude towards living, okay? And the basic assumption is that the very nature of human nature is one of constant challenge and change, right? Jung is a very evolutionary kind of theorist. But it's important to understand that the kind of change or flexibility that Jung is talking about is not change for change's sake. It's a very particular kind of change that he's after. And we'll get into this more as we open up this concept of the self. But his idea is that we all must change continually. That's what individuation is in the broadest sense of it, that we go through an entire lifespan, and that each part of that lifespan, building on the prior aspects of it, presents us with new demands that we have to meet. And if we're going to meet them, we got to be flexible, because it's easy to say no. It's easy to say, I'm done, I'm finished, my personality is what it is. And in some ways, that's true. So it's this paradox of something that is formed and something that it does become an identity. And we'll talk about how identity can be as much of a hindrance as a help to this process. But the idea is that change must accommodate two things. The challenge, it has to meet the challenge, but it also has to, I don't know if the word is conform, really. It also has to pay homage to the inherent uniqueness of that individual. So let me try and give you a sort of very general example of this, and maybe a silly one. Let's say that the challenge is a flat tire. And this is just a metaphor for many other things. There are ways to change a flat tire, right? You know, you do the jack first. Well, you do the lug nuts first, actually. And then you do the jack, and then you take the tire off, and then you put the, you know, all of that. So that would be an adaptation. And we'll talk more about adaptation versus individuation in a minute. But to stay with this as a metaphor, there are certain ways to do all of those things. None of us would do it exactly the same, although the same approximate forms would be the case. We'd have this sequence that we would utilize to change the flat tire. So Jung's point of view is, yeah, you got to change the flat tire, but you got to do it as you. You can't do it as the other person exactly. Now, in some cases, it will be pretty much identical. When we talk about certain kinds of behavior, certain kinds of learning, we don't want to say, you know, in constructing the atom bomb, use your imagination. You want it to be very precise. But Jung is about that sort of back and forth. It's a quality of how do I do this, but how do I do it and at the same time become who I'm supposed to be, okay? So this notion of realizing the self is really the core idea of Jungian psychology. It's regarded unabashedly as the central purpose of life itself, is to become who we are. And think of it, I'll give you four R's as a way to think about this process. Revelation, reflection, realization, and relativization. I'll be talking about this all day long. Revelation would be the circumstances through which some part or aspect of the self is called into being. Okay, that's the flat tire. And the flat tire demands that you learn how to change it if you're going to go on in life. So that's the revelation.